Is this the country the founders envisioned? On an early morning of a June summer day, time stood still for a young Virginian, with quill pen in hand, facing the blank page before him. For on this page he had the duty of expressing in words the sentiments of a people seeking to be free. These sentiments were formed from an oppression by a ruler located an ocean away, who denied the people's rights and was indifferent to their needs. But as pen touched paper in Philadelphia that day, an emerging vision was revealed of equality, liberty, and independence. Just over a decade later, this vision became more defined in language crafted by another Virginian, who set forth rights that would prove timeless and enduring, such as freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and due process under the law. These rights reflected a widespread belief in the ideals of a Massachusetts statesman that liberty, once lost, is lost forever, and spoken more passionately by a country lawyer turned patriot, "Give me liberty or give me death." These words of John Adams and Patrick Henry echo those of Thomas Jefferson in the Declaration of Independence and James Madison in the Bill of Rights, which painted a picture of the country the founders envisioned. So what would they see in America today? At first glance, they would see many differences between the agrarian society of yesterday and the wired world of today. Smartphones and Wi-Fi bear no resemblance to covered wagons and the horse and plow. Another way of answering this question, however, is to look deeper. Consider what the founders would see in the transition of our country from the colonists to Generation Z, and the achievements that took place in between. From this perspective, they would see a country that fought bitterly to the point of civil war for the self-evident truths that all men are created equal, achieving freedom from slavery for African American citizens. They would see a country where a long struggle took place to allow women to vote, resulting in a constitutional amendment establishing equality in the most basic right of citizenship. They would see a country which, time and again and despite danger, has defended liberty beyond its shores for people seeking freedom, on the beaches of Normandy, in the jungles of Iwo Jima, or through the reeds of the Mekong Delta. They would see a country where political debates remain as fierce as they were among the founders themselves, but which has maintained the structure of democracy they designed, with government divided into three branches, checks and balances, and peaceful transitions of power. Finally, they would see a people who rise to meet challenges, like putting a man on the moon or fighting a global pandemic, proving George Washington right in observing during the American Revolution that perseverance and spirit have done wonders in all ages. In Independence Hall in 1776, the founders envisioned a country based on the principles of liberty, equality, and perseverance. These have been the common threads of American history, evident in our nation's most critical moments. Liberty, granted by President Lincoln in the Emancipation Proclamation. Equality, called for by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. in his "I Have a Dream" speech. Perseverance, inspired by President George W. Bush speaking through a bullhorn at Ground Zero. Because these principles have been embodied by the American people since our country's founding, and because they continue to define America's unique identity today, this is the country the founders envisioned.